The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, wanted a woman. Instead, the pre-selectors of the Sydney seat of Wentworth have chosen a man. After a lengthy meeting finishing around 2 this morning, Australia's former ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, won. Angus Randall was there.
It began before sunset, while on nearby rugby fields, local teams geared up for the finals. At East's Rugby Club in the Sydney suburb of Rose Bay, candidates and their supporters were making last-ditch efforts to gather votes. Candidates and delegates were told not to speak to the media waiting outside. The former ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, was one of the few who made even minor remarks.
Confident? I think it'll be a good contest.
After 6.5 hours of speeches and voting, there was a winner.
I don't think we're going to have a doorstop, but I will let you know that the ballot was won by Dave Sharma.
He had the support of some powerful allies. Former Prime Minister John Howard had backed the former ambassador to Israel. So had the man he could replace, Malcolm Turnbull. Dave Sharma is ready for October.
Thanks so much. It's been a long evening, but I'm honoured to have been pre-selected as a Liberal candidate for the seat of Wentworth. We have a tough fight ahead of us to hold on to this seat, but I'll be throwing my all into it, and I believe we can retain it and retain a Liberal government in Canberra. Thank you so much.
If you weren't the Prime Minister's pick, is that going to be a problem?
And then he was off to celebrate, or more likely at 2 a.m, to sleep. It's a blow for Prime Minister Scott Morrison, who'd called for a woman to take the post left vacant by Malcolm Turnbull. The final three left in the race were all men. Victor, Dave Sharma, local councillor Richard Shields, and the former member for Wentworth, Peter King. Former Liberal Party staff member Mary Lou Jarvis and expected frontrunner Catherine O'Regan finished fourth and fifth.
Angus Randall reporting.